everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening. Anyone can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford live or by going to the archives, which is really the on-demand section, and it's available shortly after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can always call in at 347-838-9142. And if you do have a question, you use the same number, 347-838-9142, and press the one button, Annie, the moderator, she'll get you right in. Tonight we have a wonderful guest. Her name is Lisa Heyman. She is a clairvoyant and intuitive, and she is going to be sharing some great things with us. I do want to talk a little bit about the RBR Network, that we have a lot of different promoters on the network. Every Monday, the Cosmic Contact Show. Tuesdays is the I Am Well Show and the Night Search Show. Wednesday is the No Show and the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. Thursdays is the Progressive News Weekly Show. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show. And that, what's that one again? The Division Dream Vision 7 Show comes on Friday. Saturday is Soul Town, The Sound of Music. Sunday is, again, is the Dream Vision 7 Show. And so just know that if you are needing to hear someone or want to get a good message out there, talk to some great people, be sure and check it out all week long. Well, let's get back to my special guest this evening. And I have had Lisa on my show. Gosh, I was looking at it. It's like since 2013. So she has been coming on and doing her magic with people. She is a gifted clairvoyant and intuitive counselor. Lisa has an international practice in psychic counseling and spiritual healing. She will be talking about the current influences of the major planets on both individuals and society. And she's got many new features that she wants to share too. And she also has a show on SantaFe.com. She is doing her predictions on her own page, which is the Santa Fe Starseer page, and it's a monthly psychic calling show on live streaming at KBSF 101.5, the first Tuesday of the month, so be sure and check that out. That is 9 to 10 Mountain Time, and if you have a personal question, again, please call in today at 347-838-9142. Alyssa has the answers, and she's also got a blog, and she also has a client newsletter that she sends out. So if you want to check her out, go to www.ElyssaHeyman, it's HeymanElyssa.com. Okay, well, let me bring Alyssa in right now. Hello, Alyssa.
Hi. Hi, how are you doing?
Well, doing great. Glad to have you on the show this evening.
Good.
Well, good. I know you, when we talked before, you told me that you had been on a trip. You take some wonderful trips to meet some awesome people. Would you like to start off by sharing, you know, some of the things you've been doing since we talked last?
Well, let me try the last thing I did, and that is send my weekly horoscope. I have a podcast. That's the one weekly message I give, and it's only on SantaFe.com, and it's about 2 minutes, a little over 2 minutes long, and it talks about the week and then a little message for each of the fire, water, air, and earth signs. So the last thing I did was that, and before that I went to Chaco Canyon, which is somewhat similar to Machu Picchu in feeling, in the grandness of the buildings that are left there. It's this ancient site, and it's down a 21-mile dirt road that is very, very, very beautiful land. So I was once again astounded that there are these amazing evidences of super sophisticated societies, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago. And what they do is every year on the summer solstice, they let in 100 people to see a phenomena where they've, you know, it demonstrates the science of these ancient people. And the thing about this one place, Shaco Canyon, is that it was a big party center for people that came from all over, from way up north, from Mexico, from all directions. They came to this site, which was for ceremonies and trading. And they had huge plazas where people, you know, were cooking. They ask you to imagine what it was like there, very colorful. And at any rate, so they had this science where they could make the sun go through a little hole and create a dagger in one of the kivas. And it was really interesting to go there because on the way up, there was this tree full of vultures, which is kind of a weird sign. It was like, you know, right before dawn, I remember right before the sun was coming up, and it was right in front of, right near the kiva. And then, right when the sun came, there was a cloud, and it prevented the dagger from forming. And it occurred to me, and all the people that were there were terribly disappointed. They said, oh, this is just a non-event summer solstice, like, you know, there's no dagger. But I'm sure... I can imagine that the ancient people would have used that phenomena as a divination, whether there was a cloud that obscured it, whether it fell this way or that way, because people are always trying to find meaning in something like that. And I certainly made meaning out of it. I felt that it could be a surprising summer, that things could be upended, I wrote about that actually in this week's podcast, but I took it as an omen how it happened, and also that it was important that people be happy with what they've got. I saw that all these people had come so far, and they had this tremendous expectation of a particular thing happening, and they couldn't appreciate the fact they were in the most amazing place, one of them on the planet, because they hadn't seen what they'd come to see. So it was an interesting event.
Well, I think that's exciting, and everything you said, I totally agree with it. And I do know that sometimes when you're going expecting something and it doesn't show up the way that you want it to, it's because it wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, and maybe exactly how you put it is go ahead.
I said maybe
that's what the summer... We're on the phone.
Okay.
You finish. You're an Aries. I'm a Leo.
Okay.
Aries, no. Go first. And I do want to hear what you had to say.
No, I just wanted to say that I think that when we put expectations out there, many times they don't work out the way we want them to. And that's not going with the flow. But anyway, go ahead and share what you were sharing.
Yes, And that is what I thought of as a message about this summer, that in particular this summer, that one had to be either happy with how they were changing things or with what they had, but that expectations could, throw a big monkey wrench in the works. So, let's see. I am happy to talk to people. I made a lot of... predictions in June in my newsletter. Some of them, unfortunately, have come true about the crazy violence, the bad intentions out there this summer. There, it is a time to pay attention to where you are and what's around you. But it's the most exciting summer ever for people that are on a creative path. And if anybody identifies that way, I hope that you read what I wrote about this time, because it's a very exciting time. And when somebody is having a fantastic time and the headlines are so awful and many things are going terribly wrong, it's hard to get encouragement because your own world is breaking open. But many people who are in a bold place and have visions see a lot of action this summer, and it's, you know, nothing's more exciting than getting there. Arriving, then you go, and what now? The one thing that was interesting about this week was I had the idea that there would be new styles and new kind of stylish people coming on the scene and lots of new designs. And I saw evidence of that, just the newspaper said it was changing its whole format here in Albuquerque. I think New York Times is doing that. I think it'd be very interesting to see the BET Awards on June 28th. I'll bet you there's going to be interesting styles out there. So I could go on and on about different things that are happening or potentially happening in June, but if there are people on the line, I'm happy to talk to them.
Well, we have quite a few people on the line. I tell you what, let's just start answering some of their questions, and that will be able to help you share more things with them, too. The first person I'm going to bring in, her name is Wanda, and she's from Alabama. Hold on. Hi, Wanda.
That is really intriguing what you said about the summer solstice. Did that not begin on June 21st?
Yes. It did.
That was my birthday. It was yesterday. Oh.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, here's what I wrote exactly about the June 21st summer solstice. This is in the June newsletter. And it says, what a send-off from the planets for an out-of-the-box summer. Out-of-the-box is an out-of-the-routine. And it goes on and on. Wonderful visions come into view. It's this could be a very explosively marvelous year if you wanted to be free.
I do.
What's your question?
My original question was, I have been looking for another job since January. My current job, I only get like 6 hours a week, and I'm just hanging on to it because it doesn't look good to quit a job. And everywhere I've been putting in, they've been sending me thank you letters, but I didn't get picked, and I'm fixing to put in for another job this week, and I was just like, do you see me getting another job?
Are you going to see them on Wednesday, or what are you doing?
I've got to go up. The deadline to apply for this one position that I'm fixing to apply for is the 29th. I will probably go Wednesday to apply.
Yeah. You know, I feel like those people are really looking for somebody. And so what's important is simply how you present yourself and that you get ready to go to work if you're of that mind. There are other issues, actually, that are feel like they're pressing, too. But this should be a more simple matter than you might expect. It's really just a matter of somebody needing someone. I feel like you fill the bill, actually, for quite a few people.
It's for the utility company doing bills, processing bills and customer service when you said bill.
Oh.
It was really amazing because I got to thinking the job, because when I apply for it, it's more than the other job in payment-wise. It's like, wow, and it's full-time, and so I'm hoping I get it. All the other jobs are like part-time.
You should not be surprised. You want to have a lot more confidence. I feel more confidence coming to you in July and August, and that your life kind of calms down and that you're not so worried about basic things that you feel maybe have been taken away from you in some way. But starting around August, you know, things are not much better, nicer, more solid.
Right. I appreciate it. Can I just push one and listen to the show?
Pardon?
Can you listen? I want to continue to listen to you do the readings. How do I do that?
I'll just bring you back in. And yes, definitely. Always listen all the way to the end.
Okay.
Thanks, Wanda.
Thank you so much. Both of you. Bye.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Thank you for calling, Wanda. Okay, well, let's go to the next caller. And it's our second caller. Her name is Laura, and she's from New Jersey. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Lisa. Hi. I'm looking for work. I do a lot of contract work, and my last contract ended the end of May. So I've been putting out resumes, and I haven't gotten any interviews lined up yet. And I'm wondering if you...
The date that came to you when you started talking was August for, there being a connect. I think that being anxious might be an issue for you. And so if you could assume that you had to wait a whole month before working, it'd be great for you to make a plan, you know, what you could do in that time, what you wanted to do. Sometimes there could be a gap in production, so somebody has a chance to grow in other ways, and I really think a break could be like that for you and be very fruitful. But in terms of, again, working August, and it would just be a complete crazy fluke if it were any longer than that, but it could be, and then it would just be a little bit longer, 1 month.
Would it be the beginning or the end?
All I can tell you is that you register as somebody that could get into a high anxiety state if you had to by in waiting. And so for you to construct a strategy knowing that you are somebody that takes contract work. And so there is the possibility that you challenge yourself over and over again to deal with certain kinds of anxieties. And this is a good time to master yourself in some ways. So I wouldn't worry about when you get back to work. You get back to work, it's solid. But I would appreciate the gaps.
Are you picking up anything about the industry or how long the contract
Yeah,
will
well, run? One thing I'm picking up is that what I first picked up was something that was scary to you, the idea that there's something changing and that you're going to have to change things quite a bit. But I still think that work comes to you again in the time period I saw, and that you'll have to deal with that larger issue later. But, yes, that's something that you'd have to think about.
I don't understand what you mean there by changing and that's scary.
Yeah, because it's very big. But what's big is there can be changes in your industry or changes something about the way that you work. You're still going to get, it looks like, work at a certain time, but you're somebody with a lot of anxiety about that. And part of it could be just picking up that there are things changing with the whole a field or something about that look like, wow, there could be the possibility. But you give off a lot of anxiety. So one thing that can fool a person like me when somebody does that is that what I'm picking up on is you're thinking everything's just going to go to hell in a handbasket and leave you dry. But if there's news about changes in your industry, I would believe it.
Okay.
I think that's all we have time for.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Well, that was interesting. And, you know, when it happens, she'll go, oh, yeah, this is what she was talking about. Okay, well, let's keep going on to the next caller. We have a caller from California. Her name is Tiffany.
Hello.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. What's it? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't sure if you heard me. This is Tiffany Huddy.
Yeah, I also got unmuted. I'm Lisa from Florida, so I'll be quiet. But I'm unmuted.
No, I'm sorry. I need just one person on the line.
No, how'd that
happen? We only have one person on the line.
That's right. Okay, Tiffany, are you there?
Hi. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
Hi.
Hi, Tiffany. What's your question?
It's on the same topic regarding job. And I haven't been working for almost 4 months now. And so I've been diligently working on looking or applying for new jobs. And I don't have anything going for me right now to look forward to. So I was wondering if you pick up if a new job is coming my direction.
Well, you know, with you, I get the month of September. I mean, there's just no way to know if this is right or wrong, but I do give off many dates. But is there any sense that you might change location? Are you thinking about going anywhere else?
Right now, I'm not. I'm just applying around my area, but I'm willing to go, you know, further out if I need to in terms of commute. I don't want to, like, move far away from my family.
No, I don't think you're going to have to do any of that. I think it's just really a matter of time. And I feel like that there's something actually that might be rather close to you. One thing that would help you is, and might help you in other areas too, is to use the power of your mind. And what you're doing is just setting up scenes. Like, let's say you like to walk to work, and you imagine that you get a place and you're walking to work. You're putting energy into the whole pattern of you being comfortable, you feeling stable, you finding something near you. It's really interesting how that intention works. And, you know, people report constantly all these magical things happening, and they are spending a lot of time, too, thinking about what it is they want, you know, wishing they had this, that, or the other. But I feel like in your case, you have a very, very strong mind, and you could make more progress than you might expect in doing creative visualization, doing guided meditation, doing things that where you're imagining what it is you want. But I do think that in there's just some sort of pickup in whatever it is that you do or what you'd be applying for in the fall, and then it's easier to get a job in September.
September? Did you say that I had to move or not move?
No. No, you don't have to move.
Okay.
But I just the idea of maybe going, I don't know. All of a sudden it was easier to think of you having a happy time or being around your neighborhood working, something like that. You know, where it was convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Think about that.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Well, thank you for calling, Tiffany. Well, all right. Well, that was good to share with her. You know, everyone wants to know what's happening, what direction do I need to go in. It seems like people are looking for work right now and wanting to get something going. Well, let's see what our next caller has to say. This is Ibitar. She's from Colorado. Hold on. Hi, Ibitar.
Hello, ladies. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm just thinking the moon's in Virgo. Everyone's asking about getting to work. That's what's sort of the subject normally of moon in Virgo. What is your question?
Well, my question is about, I don't know if you pick up anything. My ex-husband passed away in January, and from what I understand, that there's a will, but every time I ask my ex-brother-in-law about the will, he says to me he doesn't know anything about it. And I'm kind of sensing that somebody's not really being open and above board. So I just wanted to pick up what you were picking up.
Well, the very first thing I saw was that there was something that your husband very, very much regretted. And my thought was that he wanted to give you more. I didn't think of it at the time until you began talking. That he meant in a physical, you know, in an actual material way. I interpreted it as he wanted to give you more love. He wanted to give you more. But that is what I thought. Yeah. And so, you know, the logical conclusion, if that could be the case, is that you want to investigate what he did want to give you or leave you.
I was thinking about going to the court because I don't know if he registered his will or not, but they keep telling me they haven't found it. And I'm not really, it's something about that I'm just not comfortable with.
Of course. Well, there's no reason in the world you want to be comfortable with that. That's very unusual for somebody to not leave a will or anything like that. So you'd want to Google. That's what I would do anyway. I would Google, what do I do in this situation? You know, what kind of legal help? What's free? What does the state provide? What is, you know, where is the city that he died? Where are the records for this, that, and the other? I would be very interested in finding out all that kind of stuff. And
That's what I did. I did Google it. And I didn't get a chance to call today. I know where to call, but I didn't get a chance to do it today.
Yeah. I would just be a research nut about every kind of record that might be left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I plan to do. But I was just wondering if he may come through, because sometimes he does, you know, and I guess that's what you're picking up too.
Yeah, that he was unhappy, right.
Yeah.
Grieving about not being able to give to you. So see what that is, you know.
Okay.
I don't want to, it's not a good idea for me to do any more about your brother-in-law. I think that it would just be really a matter of research and clearing it up that way. And I would really advise you that you do it all through that way, and only at the very end, if there's something to present to the courts, present that. But otherwise, I wouldn't have any other dealing about the brother-in-law, or let the brother-in-law suspect that you are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just
you
do it.
Let them or not let
no,
them?
No, no, do not. Only come up with the whole thing, so if there's anything there, it's still there.
Okay. I won't let them know until after the fact. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, thank you. Well, that was a good thing to share with her. I want to add something before we do talk to our next person, though. Now, the moon is in Virgo right now. And what does Virgo rule? I know, like, Aries rules the head. What part of the body does the Virgo rule?
Virgo rules the nervous system. And it rules much more than that, but it's slipping my mind. It might actually, Scorpio rules the sex organs, but it does have something to do, it's like the digestive tract.
Okay.
I guess it's just your guts. And I don't want to give up that. I know it rules the nervous system. I'll just stick with that. And I'm not even sure about that anymore.
All right, that's good.
It was like,
that,
you know, I was 20 when I looked at that.
And I thought, well, I could ask you that. Okay, well, let's just
But, you know, I've got
along.
That wrong. I've absolutely have that wrong. There's something that's not right. Whatever
right,
I told
okay.
you.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it later. No problem.
Okay.
Okay, we have another caller. Now, this is Karen, and she's from Massachusetts. Hold on. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Hello. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Fine. We can barely hear you, though.
You?
We can barely hear
you. Can
you
hear me? How's that?
That's better.
That's better.
Okay. Sorry about that. My question, I wanted to ask about work, but I'm done with that. I want to ask about love and relationships.
All right, then you have to tell me a story. Here's the story. The story is, I haven't been with somebody, da-da, what's that all about? Or whatever your situation is, but make it into something so it's actually a specific question, not just about love. Although, this week, I hardly ever get messages about love in that weekly horoscope, but it was that love was sweet and surprising this week. So I wondered about that for people that... or finding love. But what's your question?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not one of them that's finding love.
Uh-huh.
It's been close to, oh my gosh, 8 years since I've actually have been in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've been doing a lot of soul searching, a lot of working on myself. And, I feel like it's time for a relationship to come forward. There is someone that I've been thinking about, but he's someone from the past. And I'm just itching just to have someone. I'm not desperate.
Yeah, well, scratch that itch? I mean, are you going out at all? Do you what do you do in that? Or decided now that you're ready and now you're just starting stuff?
I think now I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
And that's the big difference.
I'm ready.
Now. Uh-huh.
Yes. It is.
And,
it is.
And now as a determined hunter of love, What would you do? Would you take any action? Would you join anything? Would you do any outreach naturally? Do you go out dancing? Do you play any games?
I'm starting that now because I'm meeting other people through work and just through casually meeting people, which is something I haven't done in a long time. And my intent is to first just go out and have fun, just to go out and have fun. And not to really be on the prowl, but to actually just go out and have fun. Because I believe that once you're out and having fun, I believe that's when it will come to you.
The other thing is this. It's really interesting. There's a feeling that you're not exactly ready. You're almost ready. And so it's so perfect that you're first going out and playing and you know, integrating and not having expectations. That's perfect.
Exactly.
That's how it works. And because I feel like the person for you isn't quite ready either. You know that.
Wow.
And that the other thing is this. I would be very careful about. Do you care about what is it you're looking for? And give me three things. Only three things.
Three things.
Yeah.
Character.
Mm-hmm.
Honesty.
Mm-hmm.
And confidence.
Confidence or competence?
Confidence.
Competence, okay. All right. What's important is that you don't place tremendous pressure on the person to come up with everything, to have it all, or to be. I'd be careful of that. But two of the things they all mentioned are really about. What anybody can acquire, what is just inherent. So at any rate, I feel like you've got a really good plan, and that it'll work, that it can work.
Good. I'm happy for that.
I don't want to give you a date. Well, I don't really have one except for the fall, but why I don't want to give you one is because I see that you by yourself get way happier. Like in July, you shake off a lot. You come alive.
Oh, good.
It's a wonderful relationship with yourself, so I think that's going to be very enjoyable.
Yes. Because, again, I don't want to know when he's going to show up. No, again, I just want things to be spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be, that the universe will move these two people together.
Right.
And when it happens, it's going to happen. I don't know. I don't want a date that's going to happen August 25th when you're sitting on the bench in Boston Common and you turn to your left and boom, there he is.
Right. That's a good one.
I know, isn't that? That's my story.
That's very good. Well, the best of luck. I think the work that you are doing on yourself. I noticed too. As soon as you said I haven't been in a relationship in 8 years, you said, and I worked on myself. I did this, and you understood that it was a process, and that you naturally come to the end of that. Then you're ready for somebody else. Then you start imagining it. Then it starts feeling good, and then boom.
Yes. I've dreamt of him. I can't see his face, but there are times where he comes to me and he is just loving me. Whether he's holding my hand or he's standing next to me, or he's just comforting me. But I have seen him.
As a counselor, I can tell you I've heard many, many, many stories of people who dreamed their mate that saw them first, saw their eyes, something like that. We have a bunch of people, so we're going to get off the phone, but thanks for calling.
Thank you. Many blessings.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye-bye. That's right. We can dream these people into it, honey. Okay, well, let's
people that do that, I always imagine that they're people that had magical abilities in other lives and, I kind of understand naturally the power of dreams.
Right. Well, I've always heard, of course, again, that when we dream about anything, it's really us in the dream. That, you know, it, whoever we're dreaming about, it's really us. But I've always wondered about that.
I've never subscribed to that one. I've had really strange dreams, and I went, wow, I wonder what that meant. But then that thing would actually happen in real life, and it wasn't it was an actual scene. So it wasn't that it meant anything necessarily symbolically. It was that it was a more of a prophetic dream that happens to people every once in a while.
Yes, and I have had prophetic dreams myself. We all have. Mm.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. All right, we've got another caller, and now this is Rose, and she's calling from Washington.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, how are you doing? Hi, Pam.
Hi.
I wanted to ask a question. I have a daughter that I've been having a lot of problems with that we just haven't been connecting for a couple of years now. She's an adult, like 34 years old, and she has two children. And we had a falling out, and she just does not want anything to do with me. And it's been really, really sad and really hard because I have two other daughters that I'm really close to. And she just got upset over the fact that we still liked her ex-husband and he was good to her and, you know, good to her boys. And she just, I don't know, just doesn't want anything to do with me, and I've tried to heal it. And anyhow, I just wanted to see if you could see anything with it.
You know, I feel like she's actually trying to get free herself from the same person or resolve a relationship, and why it's so charged is because of the disappointment or weaknesses that she has. Like, you know, we all have strong and weak facets, and this person, that relationship, triggered a great deal in her, and so it upsets her that there's a continuation, that you have a different idea than she does. So I feel like, you know, she's upset still, even if she's in another relationship or whatever her situation might be. And it's way it's more a reflection of that pain of hers and nowhere to put it, and no tools, no coping tools. And so she has to just shut everything away as far as it can be and close that door and cut everybody off.
Yeah, it's really hard because we have said that we would no longer, you know, even talk to him or anything, and just talk to our grandkids through her. But she keeps putting us back with him. And so that's been, you know, she keeps saying, no, you know, she just won't talk to me at all. And or have anything to do with this. So I just keep praying about it. And I just,
were really about you, if it were really about you, she would be quite out there ready to discuss what it is particularly about you. Is she ready to do that? Does she identify what it is that you are doing that you must be kept away?
She just makes it sound like me and her dad, she just makes it sound like we weren't there for her at all, that she just felt like we just, you know, thought bad, didn't have good thinking about her, and just, I don't know.
Right. What she's dealing with is not able to resolve something in herself, and she feels like she lost, and that she isn't being seen as she would like to be seen, and things didn't work out as she wanted them to work out. And this is, again, she just has poor coping skills. And
yes,
so you might have three daughters, and some of them might be a doctor, and, you know, another person might have a hard time with making herself happy. So,
runs in my family on that.
Right, so you just have to be considerate of their limits, really. you wouldn't want something like this to break your heart. If you've got a history of it in your family, look at how you are. You're probably much more understanding of other people's limits that aren't your daughter, but see that this happens, that people shut themselves off, that they stop talking to somebody for 20 years, you know, whatever it might be, and that it's just the inability to communicate and deal with their emotions, and she's just weak there. And so you have to keep on inviting them to Thanksgiving and doing all those things, because just because they cannot reach out doesn't mean they're not sensitive. And so I would just keep everything up as if you accept her and her limits and you still want to see her and you're not reacting to how she is. Give her an example.
Well, I had a dream last night, which was interesting, and I really thought it was real. I actually dreamed that she and I had saw each other and we were hugging and crying and really, really like so happy to be together, and it felt so real, but then I woke up and it wasn't. And
we're just talking about people like you, all you old magicians. If you can put that with a thing, something, what makes things happen is the energy and the emotions together. And you could have that in a dream, and it felt so real. That's what every magic spell is about. Yeah. So it's not unlikely that something like that would happen. But it would really be your acceptance of her that hastens the whole process, so she doesn't have to wade through whatever your reaction is to her.
No, I've really tried to accept her with unconditional love. Actually, I feel like I'm on this journey to I felt like I went through this experience with her to actually teach me even to be more loving and forgiving, and to see the perfection in her. And so I have learned a lot from it. I just, you know, keep hoping it will heal.
From your dream, I would bet money on it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in, Rose. And that was great. I'm glad you got in and asked you that great question. You know, gosh, life is so short, and we really want our loved ones to be happy. And I know that's how you feel. Mom always feels that way about her children. Okay, well, let's bring our next caller. We're just going to keep moving right along and get everybody in. We have Eric on the line. He's from Virginia. Hi, Eric.
Hello, Lisa. How are you doing?
Good.
Oh, I'm sorry if I didn't address the right person.
we both are probably doing pretty good, but I'm you're talking to me. How can I help you?
Well, I am curious, and I know I have to have a specific question, but I am also curious when you see a new relationship coming for me, whether it's from anybody that I have met or anybody new.
Actually, what I saw about you at first was something different. It felt as if you had a great talent, and I wondered whether you pursued that talent, or if it was really as supported as it could be, or if you believed that you were talented.
Okay, then you're speaking about career progress, because yes, there is something that I'm trying to get out in the world that has lately taken a little bit of a been on the back burner. I've also developed some additional skills while that has been on the back burner, which would be helpful towards this. But basically, I'm trying to create like an animation. Has always like a movie, like a TV show, and it's always been one of my dreams to do that.
Is there something niche about it where you can where there's something simpler about your process or anything like that that makes it easy?
Well, I could do it for YouTube first, make a series of little shorts. Yes, and then, so if you're talking about simplifying that process in order to make it come out, to like make it evolve faster,
mm-hmm.
See, I think I know what you're saying in that to make it easier on me so that it's easier to get out.
Yes, that would be good. And that for you to kind of delight, I feel like you could delight yourself. And that what turns out to be the simplest and delightful can also be delightful for other people, and that there's something niche, you know, like people have a niche market. There's some kind
mm-hmm.
of nichiness to whatever it is that you might be able to produce. But you you are very, very intelligent. You could you would need somebody that's very, very intelligent to captivate, and that you would be captivated by. You might also have to be more outgoing in areas that you're interested in. I feel like you go through phases where you're not so outgoing, though. And
right.
But in the September would be a good time to be outgoing and join things in any kind of interest in any garden thing, any floor, any sort of general interest subject that you pursue where there are people. There are people looking for people, especially this summer. People since the spring have been on the prowl. There's a lot of people that want to find love. And so it's way more important to go out and do something genuine. I don't know about online stuff. I hear too many stories about online things. But the idea of combining interest and something public or where, you know, you're around other people as a way to meet people if you've got no other way, don't have other networks, you know, is very sound. And there are just more people doing that right now. So I would do it every time you got the urge to.
Okay. But this career...
Yeah, do work on
progress
work on that.
Seems to be number,
yeah, go for
number
that.
One.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Wonderful. So I will I will focus on that, and obviously as the primary, and then the love will come maybe as a result of it through me trying to expand the other.
And the spontaneous hit to take a walk, to go to the movie, to see what's playing, to see what's happening in your town, to see what's going on at 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, to see what group, you know, or church or whatever it might be, to simply listen. Your heart will give you instructions if it is yearning to be fulfilled. Things will occur to you if you are clear for a relationship.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you very much, Lisa.
Sure.
Anytime. And Pam, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Good deal. We love it when men call in. It's always fun. I don't know why they think that they can't ask questions, too. Maybe they think it's a sign of weakness. I don't know.
I think that's just with direction.
Yeah, that's it. You know how they have a hard time asking for direction. Something. Okay, everybody has asked a question so far. But Annie, our moderator, she has been going through some stuff, and I told her if we had time that she could ask you about her work this evening, and she is online now. Hey, Annie.
Hey, honey. Hey, Elisa.
Hi.
What a great show tonight, always. I've got a lot going on with my job. We were sold in April, and so it's everybody's still there, but it's just very hectic and unorganized. And then I also have something I'm contemplating into getting into as a side job. So I was going to see, do you see anything changing for me?
Well, what about that side job? Is that what does that have to cover, kind of? How much time and energy are you putting into that side job?
Well, I haven't started it yet. I'm just considering it. It's kind of like a multi-level marketing thing.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Okay.
Have you already put your money down?
No.
Okay. Yeah. And let you know, you'd have to have really hard, fast evidence about that side job, and that it is in, you know, it's not any kind of, it doesn't have any pyramid effect, and it doesn't display well to me. So,
okay.
It sounded like you were excited about it. Also, Neptune went retrograde about a week ago, and that's often where people can be very excited and idealistic about something, but not really read the fine print or understand what's involved in producing what is promised. So I think there just might be a better use of your time for that.
Okay.
What else would you are you really concerned about whether you're going to still be at the job that you're at now?
Well, I mean, I don't think so. I think I'll always have a place there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so, I put so much time in there. I'm in sales, but right now I'm doing a lot of administrative stuff, you know, just because they didn't have us all up and running. We went live on their system like June 1, but they just didn't have like all of the stuff I do. I sell toner, copy toner, fax toner, and I've done that for 26 years. So I've done what I do for 26 years, and I've been with this company for 12, July 14th. But
so you're not getting paid
there as long as I want to be there.
Right. What about the, are you not being paid for all the different things you're doing now?
Well, I'm on a salary, and so, and then plus commission. So I do get, you know, I'm still getting my pay and everything. It's just I asked my boss today about commission because it's so much stuff that's taken away from what I'm supposed to be doing, you know. So he's supposed to compensate me in a different way for a little bit, you know, till I can get back into sales. And
let's
we talked
this.
About it. He was like, well, don't get upset. Just come talk to me. I said, well, I just haven't had time to come talk to you. So,
you know, I just,
so do you think I should be strong about
well, I get
how
the
I feel about
that
it?
You're, I get the feeling that it's, I don't know, I don't like too much the return for this play, from this place that you've worked so long. But I feel like doing a tarot cut for you. I haven't done
okay.
that on the show, but I want you just to this is how it works. You very quickly in your mind think of a particular question about work, like, you know, what about this multi-level marketing? We can test that with the tarot cards and see what it looks like. Or what about staying at the company with the company I'm at? Or what about looking for work somewhere else? But think about some plan. Get it quickly in your mind. Just takes a second. And then when it's in your mind, say yes out loud.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. All right. And what did you ask here? What did you think?
Well, I kind of did two things. What I wanted to go back to the multi-level marketing to see if it was, I don't know. I've been talking to Pam for a long time about I would like to do something or sell something or go around and teach something. I don't know, just where I could. But then when I'm done that day, I'm done. You know, I don't have to just always have this unfinished work, which is what I have at my work, my job now. So I was
there's a sense that you there's a great deal of work for the compensation you're getting, whatever it is that you're involved in now. And so and what was the other thing you asked besides what was the other thing you thought of?
Well, I was just wondering, was there a chance that this part-time job could supplement some income to where I can make a change, you know?
Okay, and the part-time job is the multi-level marketing?
Yes, or something else as far as that goes.
Just the idea, first of all, again, the multi-level marketing just has to you have to be able to check off so many points. You have to you have to make absolutely sure from the people that you've talked to, it really has to be ironclad. Very few of those work for people.
Right.
And so it has to be.
And I've done some in the past, so.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's all I could suggest. My first reaction was I wasn't too pleased with it. But the idea that that there could be other work for you is certainly here. Here's the idea that you can make more money somehow.
Right.
You know,
I'm fine staying where I'm at as long as I can make more money.
Yeah, so that you're grossly underpaid or that there's other things you could be doing at that place that make more money, that I would explore that. One way or the other, you could make more money. I would have to talk to you. I'm happy to talk to you, by the way. But
yes,
I will call you. Yeah,
you
need to ask another, we don't have time, but you need to ask another kind of question, and I'll explain that if you call me.
Okay.
I can help you with that, okay?
Okay, so on the reading, what do I need to ask?
Well, all I'm saying is that you're in a somewhat a complicated situation, and I would want to address it differently than I can do it on the radio.
Oh, okay, great.
And so I just would, you call me at my 505, and I'll talk to you for a few minutes. By the way, I want people to call me. I work 505-982-3294. I do psychic counseling. I do healing over the phone. And do all these other things, and there's my website at elisahaman.com. And I've got a lot of articles. I've guided meditations up there also when people can get their own psychic guidance. I've got 4 of them. And hundreds of people use these a month. They're very popular. And so I urge people to see their own first impression.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Well, everybody that is listening in, check out Elisa at www.elisahaman.com. And again, if you want a session, a personal session with her, I know you would love it. The phone number is
505-982-3294. Well, santafe.com/horoscope. You can listen to a podcast, your horoscope for the week. It's a psychic horoscope, and the text is underneath.
And that's santafe.com horoscope, is that it?
/ horoscope, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Or at
well,
least
good.
Either one, yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm so glad you've got all this great information for everyone, and we really appreciate you being on the show, as always. I hope to get you back on again real soon. And everybody, just keep calling in. We always have excellent people on our show and sharing all the best stuff of everything. And Annie, did you want to say anything in closing?
I just wanted to tell everyone to have a great week. And thanks, Elisa, again, as always, answering everybody's great questions. And we will see you next week, 6:30, Central Standard Time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Yay, you too, Dave.